It's 19 minutes before 9 o'clock, and you're listening to Saskatchewan Weekend on CBC Radio 1. I'm Shauna Powers. All morning, I've been talking to various different people who live in the Mid-Lakes region of the province. It's really the area where the Arm River Valley is. It includes the towns of Craik and of Davidson, other communities in that district as well. And one of the people I spoke with was Glenn Hymers. He's lived in the Craik community since 1974. Glenn taught school there for 30 years and retired 10 years ago. But like many of the other people I met who are actively engaged in the region's community projects, you could hardly call it an actual retirement, more a refocusing. I spoke to Glenn in front of a multi-faith sacred space that was created outside Craik's Eco Center. And the first thing I had him do was describe the site.
This is the site of what is referred to as the Dedicated Sacred Space Project. And it was born of a partnership of the Craik Sustainable Living Project, the Three Rivers Trail Association, and an organization called Multi-Faith Saskatchewan. One of the projects that the organization wanted to embark on was to find a spot somewhere on the corridor between Regina and Saskatoon to set up a place where people could simply visit, look at some beautiful scenery that we have lots of in Saskatchewan, and a place for maybe some meditation, some prayer, if that's their practice, and to include some information from various faith-based groups. I think the objective was to show how, despite the strife in the world, there's a lot of commonality in terms of what the various faiths stand for and believe in. And that's what we have done in this site. People come out here just to sit and look at what the various faiths say about the environment and what faiths say about how to treat one another, and all of that is shown on the plaques that you see in front of you here.
What do you feel when you sit in this space?
Well, every time I come out here, and I'm out here quite a bit, I tend to come early in the morning, and I can tell you it's a wonderful spot, especially if you've got pelicans doing their aerial display overhead, and it's quiet and it's cool. And I have read all of these things so often, I couldn't count now. And oftentimes when I'm out here doing a bit of maintenance, people wander over and they always wonder what it represents. And I just tell them that it's just a great spot to sit and contemplate life and look to the future, look to the past. And if you're a spiritual person, perhaps something along that line.
Now, I know that you've been involved in a number of different initiatives through the Craik Sustainable Living Project and other projects. Can we talk a little bit about a few of those that have been significant to you?
A number of us have been involved in the development of and now the maintenance of a botanical garden. And this had its origin just after the Craik Eco Center when the construction was completed. And we were lucky enough to have on board at the time a fellow by the name of Alan Weniger, who lives in Saskatoon. He's a botanist and an arborist, a plantsman of first order. And he came up with the idea of using a space that was marginal land right close to the Eco Center and developing a demonstration of native plants. And that's what we've developed. We now call it the Botanical Garden. And if you have a chance to walk through, you'll notice that there are dozens of species all well marked now. It's another one of those spots that I walk through periodically, and I get the same feeling there as I do here, right? There are no plaques to interpret spiritual sayings or anything like that, but it just gives you a sense of calm and a sense of peace, and I think that's one of the values of it, notwithstanding the information about the various species that are there. So that's a project that I am particularly proud of being involved in.
So I'm wondering if the work that you've done in the Botanical Garden and the fact that it is really focused on Indigenous species, has it changed your relationship with the larger environment here in this region?
I think that is definitely true. Certainly if I'm out with my grandchildren, for instance, or walking on the paths or down in this area, a person tends to recognize species that maybe in the past they would have ignored or perhaps not noticed. also the value of plants in terms of things related to the environmental issues. A botanical garden itself is a